We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Welcome, fellow humans. You're listening to Talking Stoned While Getting Sports, episode 179. I'm one of your hosts, Mr. Morgan, and my host or co-host, Mr. fucking Austin. How the fuck is it going, buddy?
Oh, man, that was great. Well, if you couldn't tell based on that incredible introduction, it's Christmas. And it's also the holiday season, so I know other people celebrate other things. But for us, well, at least Morgan and I, it is Christmas time. And that's pretty rad. So that's basically what's been going on, you know. I will say, as a person who works in a mall, during Christmas, it's it's not good, because starting early December, everything you hear on the radio is Christmas. There's too many people. Much too many people. So here, I'm just going to go on a little rant here on people.
Go for
it. This is just off the cuff here, but like, my God. So I don't even think the problem is that it's too many people. It's that nobody's paying attention.
You're not wrong.
It's just like, if everyone was kind of looking where they were going, I think it would work a lot better. But because everyone's looking down on their phones, or they're walking without
looking. They have tunnel vision.
Tunnel vision, like crazy. And I'm like, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes, like, have you ever seen The Matrix?
Probably.
Okay. Well, basically, I don't know. I guess I don't know why I said The Matrix. It almost feels like slow-mo me just like trying to like weave through these people who just do not pay attention. And also, okay. So I don't think I've ever actually said what company I work for, but in my line of business, I sell things and people haggle. I sell phones and people like to haggle, and it's, I could go on, oh my God, I could go on a 15-minute rant on this, so I'm not going to do that, but
it's better than your Canuck talk that you usually do.
We'll get to that.
Fuck.
I'll sneak that in there.
Of course you will. You'll probably sneak it in during the CFL segment,
buddy. As long as they are riding this wave, I am gonna ride it with them.
People are calling them cup tent contenders, and it feels like mid-2000s again.
No, this I'm goes. Back to me and not just the horrors in the mall. Tomorrow is my last shift before Christmas.
I thought you were going to say forever.
Nope. No, it definitely is not.
I thought really you were retiring.
My pension would not last long, buddy. It would not last long.
Maybe you won the lottery or something. Something you're not telling us.
I have a different way I'd tell you about that. But anyway, it's... I'm excited. Gonna spend it with family, gifts, food, laughs, drinks. Our actually, speaking of the Christmas season, our landlords gave us a bag of homemade cookies.
Special cookies? I know your landlords. So.
No, they're just delicious cookies. And a very large bottle of Bailey's.
Oh, there you go.
So that was very cool. My lovely wife texted me that and was like, sent me a picture and was like, that's fantastic.
I was just gonna say, this is your first Christmas as a married man as well.
This is true. And actually, it's funny you mention that, because I actually got engaged on Christmas.
Gross.
years and years ago. It feels like almost 2019, I think. Oh my god. Holy shit. Okay. Oh boy. I'm almost halfway to 30. Anyway, let's move on to you. That's been so much about me and me talking in the beginning. That's weird. You talk.
Hey, just
talk, dude. Hey, just could you just
No, right. No, I don't want to. Now I'm going to drink some water and make it all awkward.
Okay, well, the Canucks have been doing really well.
Was that pleasant for anyone listening? Probably not.
I'm pretty sure if anybody's listening, they're done now.
Good, because I am.
From my rant and that water, yeah, it's a lethal combo.
Before we move on too much, we probably should pull back the curtain slightly.
Uh-oh.
Since it is the Christmas season, and we're determined to never miss a week, we've done this podcast 179 weeks straight.
We're almost at 200.
Yeah. The more wild thing is very few podcasts record every week like we do. Lots of them will bank episodes and that type of stuff, so they still get out the weekly. We do not. And if that doesn't get a follow or anything, then right? I don't know what will.
We're like, so for an example, we're South Park. We're the South Park of the podcast world. And I'll explain. So like Simpsons, Family Guy, that sort of stuff, they animate the whole season at one time. Whereas South Park, they do it every week. So you can keep it more topical.
Okay, well, that was a great thing to talk about.
Yeah.
But what I was getting at, we're going to get sidetracked, is, well, for this reason, actually, is it's Friday as of recording. So not much time has passed since last recording.
That's true.
And it's a late night, especially for me, a little less late for Austin.
That is how time zones work.
Yeah, even though 24 hours is still 24 hours, and it's still mind-blowing every single time.
Morgan, it's different. But it's not, but it is.
It's fucked up.
We just wake up a little earlier, a little later. It's dumb.
That's the next podcast we should do, is the Talking Stone While Getting Time Zoned. Or Time Stoned. There we go.
Wow, if anybody's listening at this point, I salute you. We haven't even gotten to the sports
yet. No, we have to talk about what I've been up to now. That was just peeling back the curtain.
Oh, yeah, that was just peeling. Right. I forgot. We were peeling back the curtain.
Well, since it hasn't been much time, nothing's really changed, just some work. I am kind of excited because this is going to be my first Christmas off in about 14 years.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty wild.
Stalker.
I'm friends with you on Facebook.
Damn it. I forgot. Freaking
stalker. And also, like, I don't have many friends on Facebook, so, like...
You don't have many friends to begin with, so...
No, not really.
Anywho... No.
I'm not going to disagree.
I'm the same boat. What does this podcast come to?
I don't know. This might be what the podcast is if this doesn't start getting some traction. It might just become Talking Stoned. That's the podcast.
It's just stoned. Yeah. Not even talking. We're just going to be sitting here in silence, just being stoned.
For an hour. The occasional bong hoot.
Oh, that's something. Mm-hmm. I'm so baked, dude. I got a couple early Christmas gifts.
Okay. I got a bunch.
Already talked about, but the other one is I got a $50 gift card for Cabela's. So Ooh. Once I get my pal in the mail, which apparently Foul in the mail. The photo I sent off wasn't good enough, so tomorrow I'm going to get a passport photo done, because it basically has to be the same thing, and send that off, and probably 10 months later, I will have my pal.
10 months?
Yeah, it takes a while.
Oh, my God.
Anywho, we should do some plugs if anyone's still listening at this point.
Yeah, if anyone's still listening.
Eventually get to sports.
If anyone's still listening, if you could please download, follow, rate, review the podcast, it would help. It does. Appreciate it. The socials at TSWGSpod, the TikTok and the X. Not much on X, a little bit on TikTok, I'll be honest. Just being honest with y'all folks.
And, yeah, you finally lived up to your agreement.
I did. And if I recall it, but got like 4 more views than your previous upload. So,
whatever. You use the filter that usually helps. Or effect, yeah. I should say.
Because I'm brilliant. Yeah. And then what did you got Caption Morgan? Two.
Yeah, duh. You can't forget about the number. That's the most important thing.
Is it?
Yeah, if you put in Caption Morgan 3, that's not me.
What?
One? That's a dumbass. It's the guy.
If you don't put a number,
then that's the OG, and I wish I was him. Or her.
Anyway.
Or they or them, whatever you want. I'm not getting into that.
A little when over I am 10 minutes into the pod, so we should.
Yeah, that's solid, dude. You know how quickly I'm going to go through the CFL stuff, which I'm going to talk about soon here?
I don't know.
Hey, before I get to the CFL, I have to say that this intro, even though it was all sloppy and weird, it was a lot better than last episode's.
That is a fair point. You make a great point, and you would think 178 or 9 episodes in, we would be good at this.
We were never good at it to begin with. Right, we had to have some type of hope.
You do something for a while that you would get better.
Yeah, but when you build off of something that's real shitty, it just gets more shitty.
Well, all right.
Speaking of shitty, was not the Alouettes, but Jason Moss ears, I gotta tell you, sure sticks out like that one elephant on that one TV show that I can't remember the name of.
Wow.
More Dumbo?
References, probably.
But the reason why I'm talking about Jason Moss is not because I'm just an ear fanatic. It's because him and Danny Machocha decided to extend their contract with the Alouettes, which doesn't surprise me at all when, you know, they go from being really big underdogs to winning the Grey Cup. Mm-hmm. I can't look at Jason Moss's face anymore. It's so weird. It's all over my laptop right now. It's creeping me out. Jason Moss signed a 3-year. I'm just going to talk over your laughing. No one wants to hear it anyways. We can't do late night episodes ever again. This is as awkward as when we did the in person. That was brutal. Fuck, we're just grabbing a laughing fit now, dude. Okay, I can do this. Jason Moss signed a 3-year deal. So that takes him to the 2026 season. Machocha, I'm just going to call him Danny because that's so much easier for my mouth hole. Signed a 4-year extension. It's kind of weird that you lately, generally you see the GM matching up with the head coach, you know, ride or die together type thing. But I guess Danny is 1 year more important than Jason is. This is quite huge for Jason as well, because he was the, well, head coach for Edmonton, which they didn't do too well when he was the head coach. And then the OC with the Riders didn't do too well when he was OC with the Riders. And then a head coach randomly with Alouettes, and all of a sudden he's one of the better coaches in the CFL. It's, I mean, Austin's going to get a big old smile for this, but time will tell if he can keep that moving forward. Danny Machocha, yeah, being the GM, you know, he had the big moves of bringing Darnell Sankey, Sean Lemon mid-season, which was a huge boost on their defense. I remember seeing that move, both those moves happen, and I was like, well, those were the missing pieces that Montreal was missing on defense. They were missing those pieces. They were missing altogether. I'm going to see how many times I can say missing. Whoa. I'm high. But all honesty, though, it's good to start seeing some kind of continuity with coaches and players throughout the CFL. I mean, it helps when you win a Grey Cup. Until you win a couple, you generally keep that squad together, and eventually they will want to try and bounce around and get the money when they can. That's how it usually always works. But
oh yeah,
a little bit more. I'm just going to go through a couple signings real quick because it's December, close to Christmas. Really not much is going on in the CFL. The Alouettes sign linebacker. Oh, it's a French name. God damn it. Trice Bervette to a 2-year contract. Sure. He's a player. I don't know why I put him there. Blue Bombers re-signed American defensive back, where's Dietrich Nichols? Why can't people just have normal names? He has a normal last name, Nichols, but Dietrich? Come on, man.
I think that's like German, isn't it, or something?
Yeah, but all names have to be able to be said by a Morgan Mouth, and Dietrich is not easy for a Morgan Mouth.
I don't think that's the rules of the world.
It is. It should be.
Yeah, when you take over, that's what it's going to be.
This is a, I'm just going to roll past that. This is a,
okay.
I mean, it doesn't help for me pausing on it now and saying that I'm going to roll past it for actual.
Yeah, it just keeps getting worse.
It really does, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I said worst, not worse. That's awkward.
You're awkward. Dietrich Nichols is 29 years old. This is actually a pretty big re-signing for Blue Bombers. I hate to say that because being a Rider fan, I don't, you know, I want the Bombers to suck. But another player signing a 2-year contract extension is kind of huge for what we've been seeing in the CFL instead of seeing the regular 1 years and each team having a billion free agents every year. It gets old. It really, when players are bouncing around, no fan wants to go out and start spending the $200 on a jersey with that player's name on it when they're probably going to move in a couple year or two.
Yeah.
Who else we got? I'm kind of jumping around on my laptop here. D-Lyman, Calgary Stampeders, re-sign again for 2 years. Mike Rose. This is actually probably the biggest signing that I'm going to talk about. And he's been a CFL All-Star in past three seasons. He's 31 years old, getting up there in age. He had 11 sacks, 24 tackles, one forced fumble, one fumble recovery, won a Grey Cup with Calgary in 18, 269 pounds. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, he's just a solid D lineman, and people say your game's won, and I believe this, games are won in the trenches. So you always want to have a great D line slash O line. So Mike Rose, as much as I hate Calgary, it's a great signing for him, for them.
Oh, the line is, you're right. That's where it's, that's one. That's where you get the couple extra inches for the first yard. That's, or the first down rather. It's not the, yeah. Anyway,
look at Austin throw in some knowledge so I can take a drink of water and stop speaking for a moment.
I got you, buddy. Also, the Canucks are great. Ha ha, I did it.
Everyone out there, stay stoned, stay safe. No, I got one more re-signing. Excuse me, re-signing to talk about. This is secretly a big one for, well, not really secretly, but this is a big one for Ottawa. Brandon Dandridge, he's a kick returner slash punt returner for Ottawa. He's absolutely amazing. He's having, in the CFL, special teams, I'm not necessarily telling Austin this. It sounds like I'm telling Austin this, but in the CFL, the special teams have a lot more effect on the game than the NFL definitely does. You can't just wave up your fucking hand and don't tackle me. I swear. I'm a grown man. Don't tackle me. I just showed everyone how I feel about that. I hate the fair catch, and I'm so glad the CFL doesn't have that rule, because players like Brandon Dandridge, you wouldn't have this type of player.
Right.
He's also a defensive back, so he's kind of double whammy. So two for the price of one, I guess you could say. Austin, I think I talked enough, and it really wasn't the craziest, most exciting news, but I tried. But we actually have, I more or less, when I was making up the agenda, since it's our so-called Christmas episode.
So-called. It's December 22nd today.
And this is,
yeah.
If you drop it properly, this is going to come out on Tuesday, so Boxing Day. So everyone can hear it while you're doing your shopping.
Yeah, while you're buying phones from me. Actually, I'm not working Boxing Day. Never mind.
Well, I am.
So. Sucker. Anyway.
What? when I was making this agenda up, I tried my best to find more just fun, heartwarming topics to talk about. I mean, there's one article in this NHL segment that I mean, it's fun to talk about. Heartwarming. And I know, pulling back the curtains a little bit, because we apparently like to do that a little bit. I know. Well,
this is the second time you've done it this episode. I guess you do.
Just because the curtains match the drapes.
No, thank you.
But I do know that I told you you can, because it's your segment, so you obviously can pick any order that you want. But I really hope you start with that one. The one article that I'm hinting at.
Well, is it B?
Mm-hmm. That C? Was... It's A.
A?
A.
Okay.
A, B, C, D, E.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. So the Washington Capitals and the Columbus Blue Jackets were playing. Went to overtime. And I will say first, before I get to the actual story, the side story is Ovechkin snapped a career-high 14-game goal-scoring drought. Which, let's just put that into perspective. The dude's, like, what, 36, 37 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time in his NHL career that he had gone that long without a goal.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
That consistency. So I think that's crazy part about it is this has never happened with him in the NHL. And the relief, the excitement you see. And then because there was the earlier in the game, there was a little shenaniganery. I don't know exactly what happened, but there was some fuckery in the net area. And, it was the goalie. It was Merzlikins and Tom Wilson. Now, if you know Tom Wilson, you know that he has a bit of a reputation. And you kind of never really fuck with the goalie, but it was weird. I don't know.
Yeah, Tom Wilson's definitely known to get behind people's skin, if you will.
Yeah, 100%. Get behind it. Get under it.
Get behind. Get under it. Get in it.
It got so much
get
worse.
Get on it.
No.
All up but and yeah, over this it. Is,
this was quite entertaining. I don't know.
Did you ever watch the clip?
Hmm? Yes, I have seen the clip.
Are we going to get to more details of what we're actually talking about, or are you just going to leave everyone in suspense?
Well, I said it. They were fighting in the net. They were like going at it, and then it fucking escalated. He was not happy. Well, and to be fair, goalies are nuts.
Yeah, it also happened in overtime, and Austin's not. If I'm being honest, you're not doing a very good job of.
All right. Well.
Explain exactly. If you haven't seen the clip, Tom Wilson slid into the goalie, ended up into the net. The goalie afterwards ended up saying he aimed for his knee. He felt like his knee was getting targeted, and Tom Wilson tried to injure him. And he just got set off. He throwing punches, they had to obviously get separated. But I do also want to point out, I don't know what two players, but at the end of the video, right before it cuts off, or at least the clip that I saw, it shows the Capitals, or who's playing? Columbus and...
And Washington.
And Washington. Okay, so I was right. The Capitals player has the Columbus guy down on his knees in a headlock. And then you just see on his face the realization, be like, oh shit, I'm going to get suspended for this. He just...
It's like, oh shit, I probably shouldn't do this.
And he just releases. It's
perfect. That is pretty entertaining. That's pretty good.
Oh,
my God. That's some good shit. Now, what I was going to say was I was going to do this one first because hence the Christmas season, the Christmas episode. In the spirit of that, Sportsnet, and more specifically the, you know, the writer on Sportsnet, has come up with an article, Canadian NHL Team Wish Lists. So what each club should want for Christmas. Morgan tasked me with the duty of finally contributing to the podcast, at least with articles, and I tried.
You've done it once or twice.
Once or twice. Almost 200 episodes. Anyway.
I honestly don't mind doing it. I get a kick out of it. But
again, behind the curtain. No, it's all good.
I actually have an idea, but we're not going to talk about it during the recording.
That's super behind the curtain. So, first up.
But not is, behind the drapes.
It's just the Canadian teams, which I kind of like. So here we go. First up, we got the Calgary Flames. And so number one for them, getting Jonathan Huberdeau out of his funk.
Yeah.
Four goals, 15 points in 33 games. He's on pace for a career low.
Yeah, as a Flames fan, I really don't have... I'm kind of in the same boat as that sound that just came out of your mouth. I really don't know what the answer is.
No.
Right now, he's playing on the line with Backlund and Coleman. I will say part of the problem watching majority of the games, I see this game in, game out. The main problem, and I swear at my TV at least 2 to 3 times a game because of this, he has a golden scoring opportunity. And he decides instead of taking a shot, to pass the puck. And the other contributing factor I find that he's in his funk, I don't know why his other line mates haven't figured this out, but they never seem to expect him to pass, even though that's his
main thing.
And you can also tell that teams know he's going to pass because he never fucking wants to shoot. Yeah. Like last game, he was playing he's been doing great things defensively. He's been very solid defensively. That's not necessarily what he was signed.
Nope.
8 years for. However, I will say from that trade though,
he's 30 years old.
Uyghur, oh my god, I'm so happy we have him as a defenseman. That's getting a little sidetracked. So much so I forget what I was talking about. I don't know. He just has to get out of his head. Oh, yeah, I was talking about last game where he was on a 2-on-1. And you could just tell the opposing player just yeah, it was Huberto was trying to pass it to Backlund. The Anaheim player decides just he didn't even go after Huberto. Huberto had a wide open, well, the goalie was there. He had a wide open attempt at the net, and he decides to try and pass over to Backlund. And of course, it gets blocked because there's a human laying in front of Backlund.
Right.
But at the same time, throughout the games, you still see him do his beautiful plays that he's known to do. But this isn't the first time we've seen a player get overpaid because of a career high. GMs need to realize that they're called career highs for a reason.
Yeah, but as many as many learn, there'll still be one that'll be like, I'll get him. I'll pay him that much.
So I still think he's going to... It's not like he forgot how to play. I don't know. They just have to... He's also, like I said, he's playing on Backlund's line, so that means he is playing against the top defenders and the other team's top lines, because that's when Backlund plays. So that doesn't help. But yeah.
Yeah, but he's got to do better. Like, he gets paid.
Yeah, he's got to do better.
And yeah, but anyway, moving on, we got the Edmonton Oilers. Their Christmas wish? Some goaltending. My God.
Consistent goaltending.
Would this team with consistent goaltending is a cup contender? Mm-hmm. Because game in, game out, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Zach Hyman now. He's got like 17, 18 goals on the season. Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
I think we've said multiple times that they don't have obviously no issue scoring or anything like that. It's all their goaltending.
It really is.
And better defense wouldn't hurt either.
Well, so here's a prime example. They played tonight, the Oilers. They played the Rangers. Rangers scored first.
Gross.
Then the Oilers scored four times in a row. It was 4-1 in the third period.
Oh.
Oh, guess what the final score was?
6-4.
Not quite. Edmonton won 4-3.
Oh.
They almost ended up going to overtime. Like, I don't know, man. It's clear they can score. Zach Hyman scored his 19th goal of the season.
That's pretty solid.
Evander Kane scored his 13th. They got scoring, and they got some depth scoring even. They just need a friggin' goalie. And, they could wreck shop.
Right now, who do you go after? I, as a Flames fan, I wouldn't mind seeing them get something for Vladar. A little bit more defensive depth. I wouldn't complain.
Yeah, I don't know if they have that to give up.
That's the thing.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, it's Campbell hasn't been good in the minors.
Talk about slumps with Huberto.
3.5.
He's in some type of slump. Yeah.
888 save percentage. Just not good. Moving on to the Montreal Canadiens. They got two guys, and they need some more. Well, they got more than two guys. They got Cole Caulfield, right? They got Nick Suzuki, Juraj Slafkovský, and even Caden Gooley, who's up and on the up and up. But four guys does not make a hockey team.
No. Nope.
And they're not going to be successful without a good surrounding. And it's clear that Montreal is trying to be on the way up, right? Like, they're not, at this point, trying to lose. They have a lot of young talent.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
They got to start winning. That's how it works. So, I don't know. We'll see. Now,
they're honestly...
So, here's the thing. Hear me out. I just realized something. They got three goalies.
Yes. I keep forgetting that myself.
Sam Montembeau, Jake Allen, and Caden Primeau. I feel like I've heard the most rumors about Jake Allen.
Samesies.
If he could give Edmonton decent goaltending, like league average goaltending, they're in the playoffs at the very least.
What do you think Montreal would want in return, hypothetically?
I don't know, because they just need decent. I don't know, like a Warren Fogle or like a pick. Or, I'm not sure what gets that done.
Does Edmonton have any type of so-called veteran on the team that they might give up? Maybe a person that won a cup or two or something?
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
But
Montreal could use a player like that, because I feel... Well, I'm a strong believer that goes a long way, especially with a long, young team.
The Ottawa Senators.
Speaking of young teams.
Well, they can use some stability.
Yeah. Especially, yeah, what you're going to talk about. I keep cutting off.
Yeah. So this year was... Well, it was supposed to be different. They got a new owner, Michael Andlauer. They got a new team president, Steve Staios. Pierre Dorion's gone. Now DJ Smith, their head coach, is gone. Now, here's the thing. When they hired Jacques Martin as the coaching whatever... like mentor or whatever the fuck they called it. I knew that they were going to fire DJ Smith. Like, that's inevitable. That's going to happen.
Especially when you give anyone a weird title like that, it's like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. They're just there to like, oh, this is how the things work. All right. I'm taking over now.
Just for easy transition. That's all it's
100%. 100%. So they already said they weren't going to change the coach, but they ended up doing it anyway this year. Now they got Alfredson behind the bench with Martin.
I'm so happy about it. Did this happen before we recorded last episode? I don't know why I didn't put this in the agenda. If not,
I don't know.
But we're talking about it now anyway. So
anyway, I don't hear. So you want to hear a controversial take?
Yes. Always.
I don't think it's great for Alfredson to be behind the bench.
Ooh.
Hear me out.
I'm hearing.
If I'm the Senators, I give him a higher up position of some sort. Because coaches come and go. And I mean, if you're the Senators, wrong. You don't want a guy like Alfredson to be gone again. They're just finally mending that relationship again, because Alfredson and the former owner did not get along, and that was the same with that owner and a lot of people. But now they're finally mending that relationship, and I don't think, like, I think as a coach, it's kind of a volatile job in the NHL. There's not a lot of guys that have been there for years and years and years anymore.
No, but I feel like Alfredson could potentially be one of those guys. I do like the fact
he could be a good coach for sure.
I do like the fact that they're not just toss him into the head coaching role and let him grow for a little bit as assistant. But no, I disagree. I think he's right where he needs to be, behind the bench, more of face of the franchise. Yeah, I'm all for this move, and this is exactly, in my mind, what the Senators need to hopefully get that entire franchise. I'm not going to say they're going to all of a sudden start putting on a show this year or anything like that, but just get people believing that team again.
Yeah. Well, they haven't been great to start this year.
Nope.
The Toronto Maple Leafs. A defenseman. A top-notch defenseman.
Mm-hmm.
A great defenseman. Now, that's not hard to... Or not hard. That's not easy to get. They swung and missed on John Klingberg. Especially the fact that he's now out for the rest of the season, and he has been for a while.
The fact that they went for offensive defenseman was an interesting choice in my mind.
Yeah. Now, this should be interesting. I don't know how you'll feel about this, but there has been a lot of chatter from the Leafs media about Chris Tanev.
I've heard that same chatter.
The Flames,
go on.
I was going to say, so basically talking with this article, the Flames, within striking distance of the playoffs, they might not be as willing to trade Tanev, right? Because if you're in the playoff picture, you don't start selling.
And Chris Tanev has came out and publicly said he wants to stay with Calgary. He also said he realizes sometimes it doesn't work out that way, but he wants this. Calgary is where he wants to be playing.
Yeah. Well, and I will say too, and that, so that's the thing with to deal with Craig Conroy, right? Because it's like, okay, you're willing to stay. How much money do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it's like, it's great that you would stay. You're a great defenseman. We love having you around, blah, blah, blah. But if you're too much money, then yeah, we're going to have to trade you, or we're going to have, you know what I mean? So maybe they have that conversation and be like, okay, where are we at contract wise? Because if they're too far apart, then I think Conroy has to be like, all right, what kind of assets can we get for this guy, rather than let him just become a free agent?
Oh, you're not wrong. If around trade deadline, well, no, they could trade him before he goes to free agency. Because like you said, if they're still in the playoff hunt around trade deadline,
yeah, they keep him.
If they win... As a recording, if they win Saturday, they're back into the playoff picture. So,
fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, they do have two potential free agent defensemen, Chris Tanev and Noah Hanifin. I honestly can't give you an answer on which one I'd rather keep if I had to pick between the two of them. I probably would go with Noah Hanifin. Okay, I can't give you an answer. I would go with Noah Hanifin.
Yeah.
Because he has that little extra offensive touch,
mm-hmm,
than Chris Tanev has.
I miss Chris Tanev.
Yeah, well, you can miss him all you want because you're not getting him back.
Damn it. Speaking of the Canucks. You gotta let me talk about them this time because it's in the article. It's not just me bringing them up. Okay.
Okay, but just remember, we only have 10 minutes.
Oh my god. This is the first, the second article. Hey, you know what? It is what it is.
We make our own rules, fuckers.
You're goddamn right. So, the Vancouver Canucks, you know what we need? We need a contract extension for Elias Pettersson. Because, oh boy, he just keeps getting more points. Not only does he get points, the Canucks have been getting points, but he's 25 years old. He already has 13 goals and 41 points through 34 games, over a point per game.
Yeah, he's okay.
Last year, he put up his first 100-point season. He now, to be fair, he is a pending restricted free agent.
That definitely helps the cause.
So that definitely does help the Canucks, because, like, as much as he can sit out, they don't have to, like, he just won't play if it comes down to that. Mm-hmm. I hope it doesn't, because
I don't think it will. Do you know who his agent is?
Not off the top of my head. This is truly a special player. He is very good. It's just like watching him. It's, I don't know. It's like a smooth, like he's a smooth hockey player. You know what I mean?
As a hater of the Canucks, Pettersson has always been my favorite player that plays for the Canucks.
Always, or like just like currently?
Currently, I should say.
Okay.
Well, excuse me. He's very solid.
He can hit.
Yeah, he's when he first, from my understanding, when he first came into the league, he was
He was a scrawny little fuck.
Yeah, and he wasn't as good defensive, but now he's definitely improving that part of his game as well. So that's also a bonus.
Yeah, well, and so right now he's making $7.35 million. Yeah, he's going to be making more than that.
Yeah. What type of... If you're the GM of the Canucks, what do you give him?
Without question, I want an eight-year contract.
Especially since he's still restricted. Yeah, this is the time you want to do. You don't want to risk having him go into a UFA in 2 to 3 years.
Jesus Christ, no. He would clean up. So, but that's the thing. So if you give an 8-year deal, you got to pay him a lot.
Eight for eight?
There's literally no way he takes 8x8.
Well, it's a raise. It's not that much of a raise.
There's zero chance. I would at least double digits in the millions.
I wouldn't give him much more than 10.
I get what you're saying, but the thing about giving him a long-term contract is you're buying years where he could have potentially gone to free agency and made stupid money.
What I would do, I'd make up his contract a way where maybe like 8 for 10 and then give him some crazy stuff for performance bonuses, that type of stuff.
Oh yeah. Definitely. You could do stuff like that for sure. But like, this is a special player. This is a player who is part of the future of this team.
You can build your franchise around that player, and that sickens me to say.
Guys like Pettersson, guys like Quinn Hughes, guys like Thatcher Demko. Like, this team has some guys. Like, and fuck, I...
But since we only have 5 minutes left, we should at least talk about the last team on this list.
I'm just so excited about the Canucks.
Anyway, well, I get it.
Man, the Winnipeg Jets.
Talking about a team that's coming out of nowhere.
Buddy. Well, not even necessarily coming out of nowhere. Like, within the last couple of years, they've had some playoff success.
I didn't expect them to be like this though. I expect them to be like mid-grid.
They are on the hunt. That Pierre-Luc Dubois trade has really paid off. Gabe Vilardi has been lighting it up. He was injured, but he's in 10 games back. He's got 12 points and 6 goals. Jets are 7-2-1 in that time. They are on fire. This is a very good team. And this is a team where they have that goalie.
This is a team, Edmonton, you need to pay attention. If you have a solid goaltender.
But, then... I mean, flip side of that is, what has Winnipeg done lately? You know? Because that's the thing. When that goaltender is not on, he's not on.
Winnipeg's has had more playoff success, I'd say, than Edmonton's had in recent time.
Have they? Wasn't Edmonton, like, the conference final?
Yeah, last year. But overall, since Winnipeg Jets came back into the league, they've had more playoff success.
Whoa, that's what I was saying. I was literally saying, like, in the last, like, 2, 3, or 4 years.
Well, that's fair. But with Hellebuck, they've had for quite some time, they've had more success.
He's excellent.
I'm just saying, having a goalie can go a long way.
Oh, it's huge. It's a huge part of the game. It's the only guy that's on the ice the whole game.
Mm-hmm. Your last line of defense.
So, go Jets, I guess. I don't like them. I actually hate them. But good for them.
I like them better than some other Canadian teams that I used to mention again.
I definitely. I don't know where I was going with that. I don't care. Anyway. We're almost at the podcast.
Yeah, we got one little quick contract extension. We got a couple minutes. We might as well.
Oh yeah,
finish off with a little article.
The Vegas Golden Knights have signed former Vancouver Canuck legend.
I knew you were going to say something like that. Fuck. Everyone out there for the second time, say so.
Signed him to a 2-year contract worth an annual average value of $975,000. Go for him, man. That is, he's had not a huge NHL career, but
he's a solid defenseman. He's...
For a guy that was picked 147th overall, it's not bad. He's played almost 500 NHL games. That's pretty good. He's played for the Golden Knights, which he currently does, the Leafs, the Ducks, the Kings, and the Canucks. Canucks first, though, because we were smart. But then everyone else.
This is the type of player that it's good to have this type of player on your team because
he'll eat up some
builds that depth, eats up some minutes. You toss him on the third D pair.
Yeah.
Or
even sometimes he's your seventh D.
Yeah. Moving in, like, he's a solid team player. He, you know, 2 years, 975. Like, I'm trying to find his age right now and I can't. Oh, there he is. He's 30 years old. So, honestly, a little smaller than I thought he would be. 6'3", 201. But yeah, like, as a Flames fan, like, this is another play. Like, we were just talking a lot about the defense for the Canadian teams. This is a very Canadian. We talked about the CFL and we talked about Canadian Christmas.
Hey, that's okay.
That's right. What was that? Oh, yeah. This defenseman, he's a player that honestly could help out a team like Toronto or Edmonton. Having a good, solid depth defenseman never hurts. So,
yep. But anywho,
that's all we got. Oh yeah, almost right on the money. Well, everyone out there, first of all, I want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Give Austin a second to say the same thing if he wants to.
Oh, yes. It is that time of year. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. And don't forget
to stay stoned and stay safe.
Bye.
Hey, we did something perfect.
Bye.